Welcome to another edition of the Wednesday Night Product Call here in North America. And for the folks in Australia and New Zealand, it's the middle of our day and we're into our Thursday. You know what? We have so many special people on these calls every single week, and this lady is right up there with the best of the very, very best. I refer, of course, to our Crown Diamond, Holly Wheeler. And Holly is no stranger to the industry, to network marketing, or in fact to this amazing company we all are part of. Holly is a Crown Diamond, has been with Lifeforce for, I guess, about the same time that I have, Holly, about 11 years, and has achieved, which is absolutely amazing, her ranking of Crown Diamond just after 5 years after joining Lifeforce. That's got to be some sort of a record, and we're very, very proud that Holly's attained that. When Holly joined Lifeforce, she had just moved to Payona, Colorado, where she thought she was basically going to live out her days. When her upline left a bottle of Body Balance on the doorstep, she never imagined it was her missing link. The trace minerals found in Body Balance were the only thing she had not uncovered in a search for health and wellness. Since that time, Holly has researched and designed a self-saturation program that she will be sharing with us tonight. Folks, you know, it would be absolutely impossible for me to quantify the impact that Holly has had on so many people's lives over her tenure at Lifeforce. It might be thousands, it could be tens of thousands of people that have tapped into her amazing high level of professionalism, her integrity, her love for people, but also the biggest achievement that I always known about Holly is what she sees happen to other people that she's worked with. The success of other people means so much to her. So, folks, please join me in welcoming to the call a very special guest tonight, Crown Diamond from Payona, Colorado, Holly Wheeler. Holly, please take the call away, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel loved. It's very nice, David, to catch up with you and all the wonderful people that make this an extraordinary company about things that matter and a company with a heart. And boy, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm still in the honeymoon of it, 11 or however many years later. So, yeah, everybody who's listening, I can't tell you what it feels like to have had the privilege of being able to walk through the dark night of the soul and think that things were just not going to turn out and that my life was just going to get sick and I was just not going to be around when I was 50. And it was like, what is wrong with this picture? You know, I've done everything I can think of to try to get my life and my health back, and living in Boulder is the mecca of health care, and saw every practitioner spent tens of thousands of dollars. And it just, you know, for those of you who know my story is on my website, but the short of it, because it could take quite some time just to tell the story, and I really want to tell you why I got my life back, is because tonight I'm going to talk about Body Balance and why Body Balance has been such a miracle for me and for everyone that I get close to and have an opportunity to really explain how this process actually works and why it is so effective. So for me, you know, I had gotten to a point because I had been on antibiotics for 13 years straight as a child for acne prevention, which I never even had. And some dermatologist dreamed up this program, which just about killed me, as you can imagine, being on antibiotics for 10 years instead of 10 days. And so as a result of that, it was like sulfa drugs for 3 more years because of the yeast infections and bladder infections. And then as a result of that, I ended up with allergies out the wazoo, changing my clothes 4 or 5 times a day, just trying to keep the pollen off my body, and sometimes had to just give in. And the place that I found solace would sometimes be submerged in a bathtub, breathing through a wet washcloth, because I was just so allergic to everything, air, food, everything. And it just wasn't my picture of what should be happening, and it just kept getting worse. And so then the memory thing happened. I couldn't you know, David, I could go out to a movie with you, which I would love to do one day, and see you the next day and have zero recollection that you were there. You know, I'd start telling you about this movie I saw last night, and you'd look at me cross-eyed and go, Holly, I was there. I was with you. I'd have no recollection. None. It became so embarrassing that I started to become a recluse because I was mortified that I couldn't even remember. I mean, it was like, how could I not remember what happened last night? But I wasn't. I couldn't remember from my office to my kitchen what I went in there for. I'd go back and forth two or three times. I'd just give up and write it down so I could get all the way to my kitchen. I don't have that big a house. So it just got worse. My energy went, you know, sideways. I was sleeping 16 hours a day, and I was exhausted during the day, taking two or three naps a day, and it just seemed like I could never, never wake up. So, yes, Paul put Body Balance on my doorstep. And for those of you who are skeptical, I was right there with you. I think he put 6 or 8 bottles on my doorstep, one a month. And after 8 months, I actually, or 6 months, I put all the bottles I had and put them in a box and sent them back to Life Force. I mean, I refused. This was like a network marketing company. I don't do that, and I particularly don't do liquid. How could it possibly be as effective as tablets, capsules, and pills? Well, of course, I've done a 180 on everything. And what happened was that I was, a friend was going to Europe and gave me an invitation to go with him. And I was like, I can't even go up a flight of stairs to my bedroom, which actually happened one day. I got halfway up the stairs and I realized I didn't have enough energy to make it to the top. And I realized I was in so much more trouble than I ever thought I was, that I hadn't been really willing to believe. And I realized I didn't even have enough energy to cry about it, that that would take too much energy. And I was like, I was scared. For the first time, I was really, really scared. So I kind of got defiant about it at that point. And my friend who had invited me to Europe, I called him up. And really, in my heart of hearts, I said to myself, self, you're going on this trip. If it's the last trip you ever take, so be it. You know, you're going to go to Europe and you're going to have, you know, the opportunity of going and being in a place that you love. And if you get sick and die, at least it's going to be better than what's in front of you right now. So I went with that attitude. Thank God. Oh, my Lord. And God works in strange ways, big time. And so I was so scared about the trip. We flew from Aspen to Denver, Denver to Washington, D.C., Washington to Paris, went through customs, which is like a trip in itself, and then we rented a car and drove another 6 hours. Now, that would have fried almost anybody. And I was still going. I kept waiting to crash. Never happened. And so what happened was that on the way over on the plane, I ended up taking an entire bottle of Body Balance. An entire bottle. I kept sipping it, and pretty soon it was gone. And I had no idea what I had done. I do not recommend anybody to do that, and I will explain to you shortly why. But I did it, and my situation, my circumstances, and my body and my chemistry was set up that it was okay with me because I had already done massive detoxing at a clinic. But at any rate, I don't recommend people do that. I have a very specific program that I'm about to share with you. So I ended up not having jet lag. After 3 or 4 days, I couldn't believe. I had 3 bottles with me. One I took on the way over. One I rationed out for the 2 weeks I was there. And the third one I took on the way home. I did not have jet lag either way. And when I got home, I was like, I don't know what's in this stuff, but I am going to commit to it. And 6 weeks later, I was taking those stairs that I couldn't go up, 2 at a time. My memory was starting to come back, and within 2 months, I had my memory back. I had dropped off 8 hours of sleep a night. I was now down to 8 hours of sleep instead of 16. I was up later and later and later. I was like 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I was calling Paul because he was the only one that I knew was awake. And we were just both like laughing at what was this stuff. So ultimately, what I want to share with you is that what this program is that I have developed is not something I made up. It's something that other people told me. It is the culmination and of thousands of people's information, having gone through this process, and then I would tweak it when I'd learned something new, and I tweak it again, and it is designed now so that it goes fast enough so that people get results, and slowly enough so that people don't, that they don't experience too much discomfort. And if you do experience any discomfort, you can completely control it. So after this six-week period of time, what ended up happening, because I was definitely never going to do this as a business, and I got all these things that straightened out in my life. It was like waking up as Mrs. Rip Van Winkle, having been practically asleep for 20 years. It was a miracle. It was a miracle to have my life back and to have the vitality and the brain function and the joy and the gratitude of having reclaimed something that had been so precious to me as a kid. And I was a super athlete, and all of a sudden I couldn't do anything. So I tell you this story because there are people who are waiting to get their lives back. And when I see somebody, it is why I have the passion of a racehorse, is because I know somebody is waiting for you to understand how the minerals and why they're so important and how that they can reverse people's lives and add to the quality and the quantity of health and wellness. And the reason why they do that is because they're missing out of our bodies. And it's important to understand that our soils are so depleted that we now physically cannot eat enough to grow and maintain a healthy body. We have to get these minerals into our body one way or another that rebuild and repair our systems and our cells, all of our systems, our glandular, our hormonal, digestive, lymphatic, circulatory, metabolic, elimination, all of our different systems. As you slough off old cells and make new ones, you need to have every single thing available so that the next generation of cells can be the best possible cell that it knows how to be. And unless you have the minerals, which is what made you, which is what you were designed for, available, you are not going to make as good a cell. And instead of regenerating, you're going to be degenerating. And so the thing I want you to understand is it's not just the minerals that you use on a day-to-day basis. It's the minerals that are above and beyond that that you are taking that are available to do this rebuilding and repair, which is a once-in-a-lifetime operation. You never have to do it again. But I'm telling you, the people that I work with personally, which is why I'm so passionate about this, have extraordinary results. Off-the-chart results, where they go from like a 3 in energy to a 9 or a 10. I'm working with this wonderful woman, Bucky, down in Mexico. And unbeknownst to me, she went to my website and within and started reading about it and following it on her own. What happened to her was she lost 35 pounds. All of her arthritis went away. She was getting ready to have two hip replacements, and her and she was only, eliminating like once a week, and now she's right as rain, regular, every day, couple times a day, and her system is functioning. And she is so excited to have her life back. Well, I get those stories all the time. And it's through this cell saturation business of helping the body remineralize itself from having eaten a lifetime of demineralized foods. And I stumbled onto this thing by accident, by this trip on this way over to Europe and taking an entire bottle. If that hadn't have happened, I probably wouldn't even be here to even have this to tell you anything. I probably wouldn't even be on the planet. So I'm passionate about this so that you understand how this thing works. So here it is. And as I said, I did not make this up. This is a culmination of thousands of people who've given me input, and I'm feeding it back to you about how it works and why it works. So I have people start at 2 ounces on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and if you're doing the stick packs, then you would mix up a stick pack, because that's the equivalent of 4 ounces, into a glass of water or a quart of water, whatever, and then you would drink half of that, because that would be the equivalent of 2 ounces of the body balance. And then you would do that for 4 days. So you'd go 2, 2, 2, 2, and then you'd bump it up and take 2 more ounces. So now you're taking 4. And you do that for 4 days, 4, 4, 4, 4. then you'd increase it by 2 more ounces, and you'd go to 6. And you keep increasing it 2 ounces every 4 days. So 2, 2, 2, 2, 4, 4, 4, 4, 6, 6, 6, 6, 8, 8, 8, 8. And you go for as long as it takes for your body to actually experience something. Now, the somethings could be twofold. One is, what I have observed is that 50% of the people who go through this process will experience some kind of detox. That's the great news. When people call up, or when I call them up and they say they have a headache, or they feel nauseous, or they have flu-like symptoms or something, I say, great, it's working. That's what your body is meant to do. So what's happening is you have the full complement, your full tool bag, so that your body can do what it knows how to do, which is house clean, which equates to detox. And now what your body is doing is getting rid of toxins. And if you do have a detox symptom, you can. What's happening is you're spilling toxins faster than your body can release them. And all of those symptoms, the headache, nausea, irritability, flu-like symptoms, skin rashes, diarrhea, fatigue, all of those are ways the body has of getting rid of toxins. So if you're spilling toxins and having a detox, think about it. What you need to do is back off the body balance and let those toxins pass through normal channels and then resume again when your body has stabilized. Pretty simple. So let's say you hit a detox at maybe 12 ounces and you got a headache and you realized you just didn't want to power through it. You just as soon be comfortable. And that's my bottom line. I want everybody comfortable, and you're always in control to regulate the amount of body balance that you are taking, because what you're doing is you're rebuilding and repairing yourself, and that does not happen overnight. So the first part of it is to get rid of the toxins. If you're one of the 50%, if you're half of the people will experience some kind of detox, and it can be as mild as you want it, or you can power through it. I don't recommend doing that. I like people to be comfortable and basically have a great experience doing this and understand what's going on. So if you have a detox symptom at 12 ounces and it's a headache, and you say, I think I'd just as soon not have that, you can either cut it out for a day and wait until the headache is gone and you've stabilized, and then resume at a lower level. Come back in at 10 ounces when you knew that your body was doing just fine at 10 ounces and your detox process was going along at a good rate, where you were able to eliminate the toxins at the same rate as they were being pulled out of your body. And that's what body balance does. It gives you the ability to be able to do house cleaning, because finally your body is seeing for the first time in its life the full complement of minerals that your body should have had. Now, I am of the mind that ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we're all made of the same stuff, and these minerals were in our soils. They're not in our soils anymore, and that because we harvest these from the ocean, they are still in the oceans and in the sea vegetables. And then the light started going off for me about why people were having such dramatic health changes, because the bodies were finally being given what they needed to rebuild and repair them, so that then the body could then kick in and start doing what it knows how to do, which is everything and anything. The body has the most remarkable recuperative powers that are absolutely spellbinding and stunning. I've seen people recover. I mean, we get people now who've been to Mayo and Menninger's and Johns Hopkins, and they were clinically diagnosed with everything you ever heard of. I mean, allergies and asthma and chronic fatigue and autoimmune and Epstein-Barr and lupus and MS and fibromyalgia and seizures and everything you've ever heard of. And that's when they show up on our doorsteps. And I say, look, I don't know. I know the body has amazing recuperative powers. I know the only way out is through, and I know that what made you is what heals you, and I know that if you give your body what it needs, it will heal itself. That's what I believe, and I'm totally all over the laws of nature, which is sunshine, good rest, good wholesome food, good water, stress management, and doing some of the things on your side of it. We know that if you want to live at McDonald's, you're not going to get as far as if you're going to eat some wholesome, organic, healthy vegetables and good, wholesome foods. that have not been pesticide and have herbicides and whatever else in them. So, you know, you've got to do your side of it. But on the thing that's the miraculous thing about the body balance is that people typically notice that their basic overall wellness improves. They end up reporting on an ongoing basis, they sleep less, they eat less, their emotional well-being evens out, their food cravings subside, if not completely disappear, their mental clarity, their ability to concentrate, focus, their memory, which I was thrilled about, improves, their energy improves. I don't think there's anybody on this call who's taken some body balance or taken enough of it that hasn't noticed at least one of those things, if not more. And the more you take, and if you go through and follow up on this program of increasing the body balance until one of these two things happens, I'm about to get to the second, you will notice that your body will start to perform more effectively and more efficiently. I have people who sleep a couple of hours less because their body is replenishing and rebuilding and repairing itself more quickly overnight. So the first part, as I said, 50% will experience a detox. Now, once you get through that and say you hit it at 12 and you came back to 10 and then you stayed at 10 for 4 days and then you went back to 12 and you loop around as many times as you need to until you get through to 12 and you do not have any detox sign at all, and then you march on because the goal is actually cell saturation. And what that means is, it means it's you have been able to assimilate as much body balance at one time as your body is capable of. Some people cell saturate at 4 ounces, some 8, some 12, some 22, some 32. My worst scenario was somebody saturated at, it was 2 bottles a day. Now, I want you to know that person had been in a car accident and their body was ravaged, and they completely got their life back. It took a couple of years, but those minerals were so critical to their healing process. So cell saturation feels completely different. Cell saturation is like, wow. It's like you feel bionic, you feel supercharged, you feel like you could cut a cord of wood and build a house in the same day. You might feel wired like a coffee jag. You might have difficulty sleeping, but you will not feel tired the next day. What it means is you have assimilated as much of the body balance as you possibly can, and now the magic begins. All it means is that's as much as you can assimilate, but now what happens is that your body is really going to start to be flooded at a cellular level, glandular, hormonal, digestive, and all your cells are going to start to be rebuilt and repaired, and you're going to start to regenerate. And now what happens is that you wait. Let's say you actually hit cell saturation at 20 ounces. And now you wait, and you've got this supercharged, bionic, wonderful feeling of maybe even a little wired like a coffee jag. Now back off so that you're comfortable. And comfortable means that you are able to sleep through the night, and you're not feeling wired, and you don't feel like you're bouncing off the walls. I mean, it's kind of like what Wayne used to talk about with Jerry. He'd say, God, I knew something was going on. She was vacuuming at 2 in the morning. And I hear that all the time. You know, people go, oh, my gosh, I just can't even believe what I, you know, when I hit that, what it felt like. I just felt like lifting off. So once you hit that, you back off because you do need your sleep, and you stay, and here is the most important part of this entire talk. You stay as high as you can for as long as you can. And you only drop down when you are uncomfortable and feeling so jazzed and wired that you need to back off so that you're comfortable. And how I describe that is you feel supercharged, poised like a crouching tiger, and yet you have this deep sense of inner peace and calm inside. And that's what I call the zone. And I have to tell you, I'm there most of the time. And it's a marvelous feeling, and I feel electrified and happy and passionate and uplifted, and just, it's just a state of well-being that's a level of wellness that most people don't even know exists. So it'll take some time for you to work your way up to whatever level is unique to you. As I said, some people saturate at 8 ounces and some at 28 or more. But you only have to do this once. And then as your body rebuilds and repairs itself, your body will recalibrate itself, and pretty soon 18 will feel like 20. And then after a while, 16 will feel like 18, and keep dropping down until you find your unique level that will give you the energy and vitality and emotional well-being that you want. And most people end up, I would say, around 8 ounces. Four, six, 8 ounces seems to be where most people end up. So it's a marvelous experience. It's the greatest insurance for supreme, extraordinary health and well-being that I could possibly imagine. And I often tell people it would be the very last possession I would give up. I would give everything up before I would give up my body balance.